Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, welcome in. The Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio with a dude. Welcome to you. Thank you so much to Impact Power Sports. I have to grab a sign from them. They're like, EZ, we sponsor the studio. We want a sign. I'm like, you're right. Let's get the fucking sign in here. So I'm going to make a trip over there and pick up the sign. Impact Power Sports. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Ride with caution, please. Don't be like one of the dumbasses over at Silver Lake. Side-by-sides, UTVs, motorcycles, ATVs, snowmobiles, e-bikes. How about a lawnmower? Not to mention Michigan's latest Yamaha golf cart dealer. Full service shop for you at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Sorry about the lateness, but I had to go and deliver Pooh Bear her lunch. Today was kind of a weird day for your old pal EZ. Stevie writes, we need a purse update. I do have a purse update for you. I'll get you caught up if you have not yet heard any part of that story. Nick writes, Impact Power Sports, their business is named after what you don't want to happen on an ATV. Yeah, you're right. That is true. No Impact Power Sports. We don't want impact. We want fun. Maureen says, we also want a tooth update. It's funny. You guys are all over because that's what I wrote down today. I wrote tooth gate. I wrote Madison Purse. These are things that I'm talking about on this show today. Thank you so much for being here. Corey writes, it might as well be called Deadly Crash Power Sports. Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea. I don't think they want to go with Deadly Crash Power Sports. Speed Kills Power Sports. Come on, guys. Not true. Thank you so much for being here. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So it's time for an Eric Zane Show podcast, Scatterbrain Sports Update. I do not like late football games. I do not like games that start in the 8 o'clock hour. That's a problem. That means I don't go to bed. Like if they're getting hammered by 40 points, I leave it on. I have to watch it to the end. Most Lions games, I just don't watch them. The Sunday games, there's just something going on. I'm busy. I'm listening. However, as Nick adds, Compound Fracture Power Sports. What? Subdural Hematoma Power Sports. Great, now I'm on board. Idiots. Quadriplegic Power Sports. Come on, guys. All right, I'm on and off the bandwagon, but these jokes are too much fun. Last night, it's like, all right, I'll watch. I'll play your silly game. I'll watch your football game. And this was like one of those track meet games. A lot of points. Team was up by like 15. But the game was still in doubt. I mean, there's like 5 minutes to go, and that game's in doubt. Seattle is a pretty darn good team. The Lions, they'll probably make the playoffs. Seattle's very good. They hadn't really played that great of teams yet, but they're still a good football team. The Lions better yesterday, though. For the first time in a while, they hadn't beaten those guys in years. But, yeah, there was a lot good there going on. Jared Goff. Okay, so for those of you that don't follow this, you surely can understand that the quarterback throws the ball and then people catch it. Now, if the quarterback throws it and it's caught 60% of the time, that's pretty good. That means out of 10 throws, 6 get caught, or 12 out of 20, not bad. I mean, it's manageable. 18 out of 30, you want to be probably north of that. Maybe 60, 65%, 62 to 65% is a pretty consistently strong day. Goff in this game was 100%. He threw it 18 times, and he connected on 18 passes. That's never happened before. Never. Like, the best ever was 10 out of 10. He was 18 out of 18. And there was this wild fucking play where he, like, threw the ball to some jerk who is running to the right, like he pitched it to him. And then everybody thinks that that guy's going to run with it, you know? And Goff goes running into the end zone, and that dude threw the ball to him, and he caught a touchdown pass. But, my God. Feeding tube power sports. Goodbye. Power of attorney, power sports. Next of kin, power sports. Maureen says that that was St. Brown who threw it. I don't know. I guess. I just. That's it. That's an easy scatterbrain sports update. I don't. You know, I don't ever like follow it so much that I like can tell you who did what. I know there was one crazy play where that one skinny guy for the Lions, he gets the ball like once a game, and then he usually runs for a touchdown if he touches it. His name is Jameson Williams, and sure enough, that happened again. He got the ball, and he just, you can't even touch him. He's so fucking fast. It was outstanding. Meanwhile, on the Eric Zane Show podcast, Scatterbrain Sports Update. The Detroit Tigers play today a playoff game at Houston. Chris writes, EZ acts like he isn't invested, but by playoffs, he'll be doing 25-minute segments on games. Oh, I think right now I'll do a 25-minute segment on a game. I am invested. Oh, I have never said I wasn't invested. I follow everything about the Lions. Let's be clear on this. But I don't have the brain power enough to actually be able to have a conversation about this on an intelligent level. I just watch the plays and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh my God, look at that. That's fantastic. Holy shit. This is great. I'm so happy that they are winning. Hey, don't forget, special sponsor of the game is Skull Fracture Power Sports. I've got some news, some plans for the show this week. I am one last hurrah on a long weekend for Grayling. Thursday, I am leaving. Friday, you will be getting a best of show on the free platform, or not the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. and you'll be getting something to listen to while I'm away from late March 2010 on Patreon. Ben and I are regrouping. We are actually going to punt till next week for our Patreon content. Rebecca says, are you taking the fraud bus? Update on the fraud bus. That comes up too. No, I am not. Hang on. I got to drink this coffee. Typically, we would do a Big Fraud Thursday or a Big Fraud Wednesday, but schedules are not lining up, so we punted to next week. But I will tell you this. Next week, for Who Are These Free Beers? This is already in the works. We are going to do, on Who Are These Free Beers, a no free beer extravaganza. The Burn King was away on Friday of last week. And he's away today, too. Ben has already started reviewing Friday's episode. And I am going to review today's episode. Hold on, it's my son.
Hello?
Jim, it's your dad, and I'm podcasting.
All right, well, call me when you're done.
Yeah, is everything okay?
Yes, I just wanted to give you an update on my show.
Did you watch the Lions?
Yeah, David Montgomery killed that guy almost.
Oh, when he hit, yeah, when he broke that one run?
Yes. Do you see how Jared Goff runs like a baby deer?
Yeah, that was something. I'm glad you watched it.
I can't not watch it, no. I got to a point, though, where I actually got worried. They do that to you.
Oh yeah, you can't not worry.
No, yeah, they almost ruined it a couple times, but that one guy got like 1,000 penalties. Oh,
Terry on Arnold got a bunch, and so the other jerk, Cortland Davis.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know they pulled it out, and they haven't beat the Seahawks the last 3 years. So I mean, it's progress, I guess.
Yeah, they got to clean that shit up.
Yeah, I think once they do, though, once they're firing on all cylinders, that's a very dangerous team.
All right, I'll call you later.
Yep, no problem, no
okay.
rush.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too, bye.
Bye. It's my handsome son, Jim. What the fuck was I going to talk about? Oh, okay, so we're doing a no free beer edition of Who Are These Free Beers? As much as I like Kelly, because I've told you she is the only talent on that show, she is not capable, unfortunately. I have reassessed my opinion on this, of leading the show. So Greg leaves, and rather than Hot Wings doing the, being the guy, he doesn't go into Greg's chair, and Kelly takes Greg's spot. And so she's like talking out of the commercials, setting up the segments, and it's very, very clumsy sounding. And it isn't because she's like stammering or stumbling or anything like that. Her delivery has a kind of like a sing-song fashion to it. It's quite unnatural and very top 40 sounding. And I think that might have to do with, I don't know, old habits of when she used to work in that format or something, but it sounds bad, really bad. And I don't say that because, hey, I want to be an asshole. I'm saying it from a professional standpoint. It sounds like shit. So, I mean, it's bad enough with Greg, all right? But when she's running it, it's just, oh, God. Kelly is suited to be in the role that she is in, not, prominent. I mean, she's an accessory. She cannot lead a show. At least not that show. She might be able to lead Girl Date with Kelly and Mate. All right, which I was talking with Ross about. I have a Girl Date with Kelly and Mate update. Ross said that Town Square cannot pay those two to do Girl Date with Kelly and Mate. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. You would think with that type of show, it would be no problem to get some sponsors on that thing. So that is, I don't know if that's going to happen now. I mean, I talked about it here, that Girl Date with Kelly and Mate was going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Bob here loves the show with Kelly. He says Friday was great and today was better than most other shows. Well, we'll see. Ben and I will pick it apart and we will get after it. Corey says, what's stopping them from just doing a podcast? I don't know. Cole says, some of the best shows back in the day is when Greg would leave and you took his spot. Those shows would just go off the rails, but be funny. Well, that's because I'm better at everything than everyone else in the world. That's why that is. The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show subreddit has kind of blown up with people that have had it. And some really, really aggressive comments made by former fans of their show, which makes me very happy. This is stuff I've known for years, that they're finally getting around to talking about, yeah, it's this is a disaster. People are actually quoting things that we do on Who Are These Free Beers? Things like the how often do you wash your clothes segment, what products go in the fridge segment, the how to load the dishwasher segment. They're really starting to take a long, hard look on at this show and like, wait a minute, why have I been under this spell? One person actually said habit, which is what I've said all along. The reason why people listen to it is because it's habit. It's easy. All right. Yesterday, I left you with all sorts of loose ends on stories. One of the things in particular, I was having a horrible time yesterday. I was in a great deal of discomfort with this tooth pain. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe because I don't brush my teeth as much as I used to. I've got cavities all in my mouth. You always think the worst thing, you know? So I make the dentist appointment. I go there, and it's Dr. Jake of the famous Lee family. Dr. Lee Sr., and then his son, and now his grandson, taking care of my teeth. First thing they do is they take x-rays. He goes, all right, I don't see any holes. Nothing spectacular. Let's have a look. So he gets that implement that has, it looks like a fish hook on the end of it. And he kind of like, this is going to make you go, ah, but he kind of starts digging around underneath my tooth gum meat. You know, with that instrument, he's kind of like getting in there and he goes, anything? I go, no. And then all of a sudden, whammo. I go, wow. I go, that's it. That's the spot. Start digging. He goes, okay. I think he goes, and someone asked me ahead of time. They said, look, and Chris says it. Chris says it right here. Chris writes, watch, it'll be like a popcorn kernel or something, LOL. When I made the appointment, they said, have you been eating popcorn? And I said, no. And then when I got to the office, the hygienist said, have you been eating popcorn? I said, no, because that happens. Popcorn kernels go under the gum line and irritate the inside of the gum. Happens all the time. I go, but so they were, that's what they suspected, because that happens. People come in all the time like, oh my God, it fucking hurts. Holy shit, fucking shit. And then they go in and they pull out it's the husk, you know, around like an actual kernel. It gets stuck between your tooth and the gum goes up there and kind of like starts to cause irritation. So now everybody's asking me, do you eat popcorn? No. Okay. So then he's digging. And the best way to illustrate this is by, I'm going to take this pen and the end of this microphone, it has like a metal mesh. And if I drag this pen across the metal mesh, this is the sound that I hear in my ears. He's digging away. And it was, at first it was all smooth. It was like all smooth. Then all of a sudden, and he's like, I go, what do you mean? Oh, he says, what was the term? Begins with a C. When tartar becomes hard, it has a term. And he goes, that's what's happened. Calcified? No, it is calcified, but that's not what he said. So I guess that's close enough. You get the idea. So it's like it's become rock. This tartar has become like rock underneath my gum. He's like, oh yeah, and I'm like, and it hurt, but at the same time, it felt good. I've got this weird thing with pain. I think I'm supposed to be one of those people that likes pain, you know, like when you're having sex, but it never really manifested. But I actually was like, oh my God, yes. It hurt, but at the same time, it was satisfying to me. I wouldn't be surprised that if you had a look, you would see that I was slightly elevated off of the sack when he was doing that. So he's like, and I'm like, oh yeah, come on, give it to me. Yeah, oh yeah. Caltrate? Cal something. God, I thought I was going to remember it, but I didn't. It doesn't matter. I'm hung up on it now. I'm fixated on it. And then he goes, there was a little bit of it and then a little bit more of it. And then he goes, oh, there it is. And it's in front of my eye, he's showing me that medical instrument. And there is, it's like quivering, this hunk of hard calcified tartar, this bone like, you know, a speck. It was quite big, actually. He goes, that's it. Now, at this point, my gum is just gushing blood. It's like roaring off of my face, going down my chin. I'm like, oh, my God. Calculus, that's it. I knew that it was something like that. And I remember when he said it, I went, calculus? That sounds like math. Isn't that like math, calculus? Yeah, it was a hunk of calculus on the end of that hook. And he goes, see that? That's your problem. I go, no shit. So I go, yeah, it already feels better, doc. He goes, okay, that's it. Took 2 minutes. I go there, paid him $82, and left. He goes, it's going to hurt for a day or two. I go, that's okay. And then he went and took the floss afterwards and went in there, and I said to him, I go, is this because I don't floss? He goes, I don't floss either. No big deal. You'll be fine. It just happens. You know, maybe it has to do with your age. Who knows? But my God. And I said to him, I go, you know, that little thing wrecked my day. It really, really messed me up. He's like, I know it. I go, thank God you're here. I go, and then I was talking to him a little bit, and he's going to have a baby. His wife's going to have a baby. He's 30. That's their first child. I go, so all right. In another 30 years, because that's about the time that Dr. Jake started being Dr. Jake, age 30, I could have four generations of Lees working on my teeth. This is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks, what I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, and all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1 Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for big wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. That would make me 84 years old. I want to be the guy to have four generations of Lees working on my teeth. This is a free one. This is the best dental facility anywhere. If you're looking for a place, and you are in West Michigan, in the Hudsonville, Michigan area, Lee Family Dentistry. I don't know if they're taking new patients right now. They may. But merge into traffic there. And you know what's the best part about it? They have a dog that roams the halls. His name is Bozeman, like Montana. And Bozeman wanders the halls. And when people are like freaking out because there's someone digging away, you kind of like just stick your hand out and you can pet this dog. How great is that? That's a reason to sign up. Jeremy writes, four generations of Lehman in your mouth. I think you want to say Lehman. All right, fine. Chris says that is their ad for the show. I see what you did there. Bob, I'm surprised that you liked Free Beer and Hot Wings these 2 days that Greg has not been there. Aren't you a, I don't recall you being a Kelly supporter. So is that what this is? Are you like me? Are you a big fan of Kelly? But I mean, I can't get behind it. I tried. It was so damn awkward. I just couldn't do it. I have another update for you. I talked to you on Friday about how Madison lost her purse. I'm here to tell you the purse is now found. And I was really stressed out about this. It started, okay, this is what happened to the DS case, no doubt. Nothing new for Maddie. Except now she's 22 years old. Going from the RV to the car, put her shit in the car, and left. I can't find my... She gets home. And she's like, I can't find my purse. Maze in Blue writes, Pete Rose died. Shut up, dick. I'll get to it. How many... You have been here before. You don't just bust into my show and start fucking giving news, dumb fuck. Have you lost your mind? How many times do I have to go through this with people? The last thing you want to do when I'm doing my goddamn show is to come in here and say, hey, guess what? I got news. Jeremy did this yesterday. I politely told him to knock it off. Now I'm getting annoyed. What the fuck is wrong with you? Chris says, leave it to a Michigan fan. Exactly. That's what this is. Michigan fan can't help it. Stupid people. Stupid people. That's what this is. I know Pete Rose died, asshole. If you know about it, I knew about it a day before. God damn. Anyway, come on. I don't want to have to start giving people timeouts. All I want to do is the show. I wrote my shit down here. And one of the things I wrote on my list, Pete Rose, I'll get to it when the time is right. Can you imagine being at a goddamn show? Let's say a stand-up act, and you're in the front row, and you just blurt some shit out. He's going to kick you right in the fucking throat. If you were here in front of me, I would do that now. Shut up, asshole. God. Son of a bitch. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was telling a story about something. I'm completely derailed now. Nick says, yelling out punchlines at a stand-up show. Yeah, that's this Mazin Blue fuck. God damn. Because of that, I hope Michigan's plane crashes. Aram says, were you talking about Pete Rose? No, I hadn't even mentioned it. I hadn't even gotten to it yet. Look at that. If you go back and look at the chat, I mean, that's the first thing this fucking moron says. Gets on the chat and goes, hey, Pete Rose died. What kind of an asshole does this? From the time we got back from our trip on the fraud bus, Madison unloads, puts all her shit in her car, and leaves. She gets all the way home, says, oh my God, my purse is gone. It's got to be in your house. It's got to be in the RV. So we start this wild goose chase. And so while that's happening, she's calling every 3 minutes saying, what if someone steals my identity? Oh, my God. What am I going to do? What if my credit card just gets compromised? What if they take my driver's license and give me a home loan? Oh, my God. It's terrible. All this shit. All these what ifs. And I was like, well, you know, let's not look that far down the road. Well, we are at that spot on the road. It's gone. So this is what's going to happen now. And I'm like, come on. No, it's not. Just relax. It'll turn up. But I was perplexed because she wasn't at my house for more than like 3 minutes. How could you lose something that thoroughly? Not in the RV. Looked top and bottom everywhere. Looked everywhere in the house, even though she only went in two rooms. I go, have you looked everywhere in your car?
Yeah. There's only one way this happened.
What?
I went in the house, and then a thief went in my car and stole it. I think we better go talk to the neighbors, see if they stole it.
I don't think that's it, baby.
It's gone.
I go, okay, check your bank. See if anyone charged, you know, if anyone took it. If the bad person who took it, if they're charging anything.
Oh, they haven't stolen anything yet. There's no charges.
I go, oh, okay, so they're waiting.
Yes. Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Chris writes, all $7 are gone. Chris writes, probably the Alleluia's shady characters. I go, baby, it's going to turn up. The only way to find something like this is to not look for it.
What the hell does that mean?
I go, well, when you least expect it, you're going to find it. It always works out.
Oh, my God. This is the worst day of my life.
It's always the worst day of her life. I go, it's not the worst day. You're like,
it is so bad.
Yesterday, I reach out to her. I go, did you find it yet?
No, it's gone.
I go, okay. She gets in her car to drive to school. She backs out of the car. She looks behind her, make sure there's no one behind her. And then she looks forward, and where the car was, the purse is in the driveway. It had fallen somehow out of her possession and wound up under the vehicle somehow. I don't know if she dropped it. It hit her foot, and then tumbled in a couple of rotations under the car, but it was under the vehicle somehow. Now that's on brand, because it's like Madison to like put all the shit in her arms at once and then drop like 2/3 of the things. That happens all the time. She's always dropping shit. Jeremy says, I guess that the, quote, size of the problem lesson hasn't kicked in yet. No, no, you can't say that with her. Now, even if you, like, after the fact, after it's found and a day has passed, you say, hey, so I want to talk to you. If I were to go, hey, so I want to talk to you about something. What is it?
What is it, Dad?
Look, never have you ever made those wild claims about things that are going to happen. And they've never come true, have they? Now, if I say that to someone that's not exactly like me, they would go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I have gotten better at that because of being trained by Pooh Bear. All the years of anxiety. I wasn't anxious. I didn't start to experience anxiety until I got fired from Free Beer and Hot Wings. Now it's a regular part of my life. That incident propelled me to it, so I have anxiety attacks. But now, I have learned. Just shut up. Go to bed. Maybe eat something. Don't make any decisions. Don't try to predict the future. Wake up, and it's past, and it works. Being that she's only 22 and not nearly as great as I am at everything, that is not quite in the cards yet. So when I say, yeah, so, you know, these things never come true, and eventually it will work itself out. If I do that, then I get, yeah, okay, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know. How dare you? You don't know. And then I just go, oh, fuck. No matter what I say. It's something I'm going to lose. I had a conversation with somebody at Charity Scam Mike's party for his daughter for the wedding. Guy says to me, what do you talk about every day? I go, well, the news, but that's not a bad show. Most of the time I'm talking about shit going on. Things happening. In the previous 20 hours leading up to the day's show. That does it every time. Nick says joining the real world is going to be devastating for that one. She's slowly but surely being fed into it. But that's really all that happened. That's how it unfolded. All right. But the purse has been found. Talked about that. Hey, did you guys know Pete Rose died? So last night it was announced Pete Rose died. He was 83. And Pete Rose, may have been one of the dumbest humans that has ever walked the earth. This was a stupid, stupid man. He was a degenerate gambler. You know how they say, don't speak poorly of the dead? Well, Pete Rose was good at like two or three things. Baseball, gambling, being a degenerate gambler, and lying. I had the opportunity to speak with Pete Rose in 1999. I've mentioned this before. That footage is somewhere in my possession. I don't know where. It's on a tape. He was banned for gambling. The commissioner at the time of baseball said, you gambled. Not only did you gamble, but you gambled on baseball. When you were the manager of the Reds, you were betting on your own team to win or lose. You're banned from baseball. He said, I never did that. I gambled, but not on baseball. He later admitted, years later, like in the last handful of years, that he did in fact do that. He talked to me and Billy Kidd on WIMZ and said, I have never gambled on baseball. He was lying to our fucking ears. Go suck a big black dick, Eric, because you know you want to. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I mean, sure, he was great. But if you put him in the Hall of Fame and lift the ban on him, then you have to lift the ban on, like, Shoeless Joe, right? I don't know. Maybe you do that. Baseball, though, what's interesting about baseball, you can, like, beat the hell out of your wife, and they'll still put you in the Hall of Fame. For some reason, that's like the most, that's the worst thing you could do. Like if you dismembered a child and ate it like Jeffrey Dahmer, they would put you in the Hall of Fame if you were as good as Pete Rose was. But for some reason, that's like a big no-no. I posted, RIP, Pete Rose passes at age 83. Use code Zane at DraftKings to get $10 in free play. Yeah, he was kind of a fucking loser, Pete Rose. But I think generally people wanted to see him in the Hall of Fame. Thank you to Maize and Blue for reminding us that Pete Rose died. Molly says, my God, easy. Well, I needed to illustrate, like, what baseball is like. They would allow you to be in the Hall of Fame if you were that much of a scumbag. The fraud bus was... As you know, I bought the fraud bus in January, started taking it out on trips this spring. Right away, started having problems. Numerous things would take it back, get it repaired, get it in my possession. It would act up again, something else or the same. Unbelievable amount of issues with this thing. And... for something that's brand new. I think that's the... And so I've gone back and forth with these folks. The people at the dealership have done everything they can to help me. But it's, to me, such an indictment that this stuff keeps taking place. The latest, I talked to you about this. I... turn down the generator, and in the middle of the night, we lose power. I take it in there. I've got this look on my face. Guy goes, how you doing, Eric? I go, eh. He goes, other than the RV, I go, well, you know, I mean, this is probably the 10th time I've been back there. The general manager comes down. Now, I got Diana with me. She's putting eyes on these people for the first time. Now, it's one thing if I give you shit, but if she's going to give you shit, it's going to be like five times worse. The general manager comes down. I introduce her to the GM. And she behaved. And so then I had that conversation with the guy, and they said to me, easy. We know what's wrong with it, and without getting too technical, there is a component that takes the energy made from the generator and converts it into electricity. That whole thing is destroyed. So he goes, we have one here, It'll take us 45 minutes to take the old one out and put the new one in. And I go, okay. And they show me where this device is. And it's like when you're sound asleep, there's a compartment underneath the bed. So you have to lift the mattress up and there's like a trap door. And you lift it and there's all these components that do what they're supposed to do. One of them has to be replaced. So while they're showing me, they lift up this trap door and there's these two, they're called struts. They're like little shock absorbers that, like, if you can picture on your car, would hold the hood up. He opens it and both of those things fucking break off, like in front of me. Cling, clang, clang, clang. And I'm like, what? And so he goes, okay, we're going to fix that too. And I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, thank God this happened with all of these sets of eyes on this. This is what you're selling. You're selling something that something as basic as this, a little teeny strut that screws onto the wood, rips right out of the fucking thing in front of you and me. Holy hell. So they put it all back together, replace the thing. It's running. All right. I said, I'll see you in a couple weeks. He goes, don't say that. I go, no, I will. Kenny says, did they get the RV from Temu? I don't know what Temu is. Is that where you get cheap shit online? Is that all that is? Is you buy cheap shit on Temu? Aram says, get a carbon monoxide detector for that RV. It has them. It has more than one. But my God, what a pain in the ass. Apparently, Temu is a cheap shit app where you can buy stuff directly from China. Bob writes, I'm standing by that the RV was actually built by Boeing. Corey says, Temu is like AliExpress. I don't know what that is either. But you don't need to tell me. I get it. Joe wrote, now Joe Martinez is here. I think he's still in Mexico. The problem with this is he usually does voice to text. Now, I think it's supposed to say, if the heater breaks, don't call me. But the way it comes out is, if the jester breaks, don't call me. Boy, that's weird. Aram says, I mean, get your own detector at Home Depot and install it. I wouldn't trust anything that came with the RV. That's the same thing Jeremy says. Get one of your own. Nothing else works in that thing. You trust their carbon monoxide detectors. No, you guys are right. I need my own. It might kill us. That's a great idea. Something that I didn't even think about. You may have just saved my life. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.